Why do project managers do what they do? Support edition. If you work in a support, technical or specialist role, you've probably felt the urge to dismiss a project manager's status or planning demand with, "I'll get to it later," or FFS. But before you do, it helps to remember what drives their behavior. Project managers are hired to deliver one outcome, nothing more, nothing less. Especially in contract roles, their performance is judged almost exclusively on whether the project's scope, timeline, and budget are met. They aren't rewarded for keeping infrastructure stability long term or for preserving team morale. They're rewarded for shipping. Because of that narrow mandate, they will relentlessly pursue status updates. Frequent check-ins aren't harassment, they're risk management. Prioritize deadlines over comfort. If a subject matter expert is at capacity, the project manager may still push because slipping the schedule is costlier to their success and thus them than your overload. Ignore peripheral fires. Issues that don't directly block the project often fall outside their remit, even if they matter to you. Understanding this incentive structure doesn't excuse poor behavior, but it does offer practical ways of working with them. Clarify capacity early. Spell out what's realistic, agree on trade-offs, and document them. Frame updates in impact terms. Explain how delays or scope changes affect the critical path. PMs will adjust if the risk is explicit. Escalate strategically. When workload or morale is at stake, involve sponsors who balance delivery with sustainability. Even offer to talk to the sponsors directly to help fight your case. A project manager's laser focus can feel abrasive, yet it's the same focus that keeps initiatives from drifting. Recognize the problems they face, communicate to them within that context, and you will be able to get a better working relationship.